brought to you by Penguin.
The Trouble with Happiness by Tove Ditlevsen. Read by Stine Vintlev.
Book 1.
The Umbrella. Helga had always, unreasonably, expected more from life than it could deliver. People like her live among us, not differing conspicuously from those who instinctively settle their affairs and figure out precisely how, given their looks, their abilities, and their environment, they can do what they need to do in the world. With respect to these three factors, Helga was only averagely equipped. When she was entered in the marriage market, she was a slightly too small and slightly too drab young woman, with narrow lips, a turned-up nose, and, her only promising feature, a pair of large, questioning eyes, which an attentive observer might have called dreamy. But Helga would have been embarrassed if anyone had asked her what she was dreaming about. She had never demonstrated a special talent of any kind. She had done adequately in public school and had shown good longevity at her domestic jobs. She didn't mind working hard. In her family, that was as natural as breathing. For the most part, she was accommodating and quiet, without being withdrawn. In the evening, she went out to dance halls with a couple of girlfriends. They each had a soda and looked for partners. If they sat for a long time without being asked, her girlfriends grew eager to dance with anyone at all, even a man with a hunchback. But Helga just stared absent-mindedly around the venue, and if she saw a man who appealed to her, those who did always had dark hair and brown eyes, she gazed at him so steadily, unguarded and serious, that he could not help but notice her. If someone other than her chosen one approached her, this didn't actually happen very often. She looked down at her lap, blushed slightly and awkwardly, excused herself. "I don't dance." A few tables away, a pair of brown eyes observed this unusual sight. Here was a girl who wasn't going to fall for the first man who came along. Over time, many small infatuations rippled the surface of her mind, like the spring breeze that made new leaves tremble without changing their life's course. The man would follow her home and kiss a pair of cold, closed lips, which refused to be opened in any kind of submission. Helga was very conventional. It wasn't that she wouldn't surrender before marriage, but she had it in her head that she would have a ring on and present the chosen man to her parents before it came to that. The ones who were too impatient or not interested enough to wait for this ceremony went away more or less disappointed. Sometimes she felt a little pang at those moments, but she soon forgot about it in her life's rhythm of work, sleep, and new evenings with new possibilities. That was until, at the age of 23, she met Egon. He fell in love with her singularity, that indefinable quality which only a few noticed and even fewer judged an asset. Egon was a mechanic who was interested in soccer, playing the numbers, pool, and girls. But since every love-struck individual is brushed by wingbeats from a higher level of the atmosphere, it so happened that this commonplace person started reading poetry and expressing himself in ways that would have made his buddies at the shop gape in wonder if they had heard him. Later, he looked back on this time as if he had caught a severe illness which left its mark on him for the rest of his life. But as long as it lasted, he was proud and delighted by Helga's carefully preserved chastity, and when they'd put on rings and the presentation to her family was over, he took ownership of his property on the prepared divan in his rented room. Everything was how it was supposed to be. She hadn't tricked him. Satisfied, he fell asleep, leaving Helga in a rather confused state. She cried a bit because here, in particular, she had been expecting something extraordinary. Her tears were pointless since her path had now been determined. The wedding date was set, supplies were gathered, and she had given notice at her job because Egon wouldn't have her scrubbing other people's
sample complete. Ready to continue?